So the Kiva says the pshat is that mikanat lomad mei learn out mikanat lomad that shekola pasha kul tzuch kavono. That the whole pasha needs kavono. Pasha means the whole first pasha needs kavono, not just the first two psukim, but the whole first pasha. On this Omar Rabba Babachonam Rabbi Yechonon halachas Rabbi Kiva take a pasul like Rabbi Kiva. So according to this, you have to have kavono pirush milus throughout the whole first pasha. Now ikud the master law somewhere this halacha ho, and this is how we learned. Rashi says, "Ikud demaslo hod the Rama Babachona." The Tanya will not like this. A Tesefto Hakareya Shema. Somebody is reading Kriya Shema. Sorach Shichavres Libo. You have to have a mind. Poshti again here in mind does not mean Mitzvah Sirchas Kavona, but it means the mind. You have to know what you're saying. You have to understand the Pirush of the Milas, other words. So Shema means Sorach Shichavres Libo. Ravacha Mishum Rabbi Yudai Mer Kivon Shechiva Libo Beperik Rishon. Once you had kavon, you know what he's saying in the first perek is shuvan itzarach pasha perek rishon. Rashi says kol pasha shema. Pasha means the whole first pasha. You have to have kavona. After that, you yot even without kavona. Shuvan itzarach. On this, Omer Rabba Bar Bachonam Rabbi Yechonon Lochet Rabbi Acha. And then Lochet like Rabbi Acha Taka Shomi says over Mishum Rabbi Yehuda. Says over the name of Yehuda that the Chibul Liboyin beperek rishon, the first perek. So Rashi says means kol pasha shema. Pasha means the whole first. So first a pasha. Now the Gemara says, "Tani dechlon another brayso." For hoyu, the pasuk of hoyu advar melus midarshin shalayikul amafresh. Not say it backwards. Then the pasuk says, "Al ulavavecha on your heart." Means you have to have kavana. Know what you're saying. So Rav Zutra Oimer, "Ad kan mitzvot kavana." Like the first one we had before, up until the words of "Al ulavavecha," you have to have on your mind, on your heart. You have to know what you're saying. Mekan vilecha. There onwards. Mitzvah's Kriya, it's enough just to say the Kriya Shema, just to read it, even though you do not know the explanation of the words. Rabbi Yashir Oimer Ad Kan Mitzvah's Kriya. Up until Allah Lubavech of the opposite around, up until Allah Lubavech of the Mitzvah's the Kriya, to read the words. Mikan Bela, from then onwards, Mitzvah's Kavona, from then you first have to start having Kavona. That's what will be Mashma. Rashi says, Mikan Bela means Pasha's volume, Shema, the second Pasha. So, here's the question like this. Maishna, why do you say this reasoning? That mikan vielach, from then onwards, mitzvahs kriya. There's the mitzvahs kriya, the chassid says the daber bom, you have to say in it. So, Akhenam here also, hoksiv v'dibarta bom, it says the words v'dibarta bom here also. The Rashi learns mikan vielach means pashas voyim shema, the second pasha. He meant to say the first pasha, so again, maishna mikan vielach, the second pasha, is mitzvahs kriya, you have to say it. Why? Because it says l'daber bom, for the mahokinam the first parsha also. Hoksiva says v'dibarta bom, so you have to say mitzvahs kriya the first parsha also. So this is what the brayso meant to say: ad kan mitzvahs kavona kriya. Only throughout the first parsha do you have to have kavona, know what you're saying, and also you have to have kriya say it out carefully. The kan vilch means the second parsha onwards kriya b'le kavona. You'd be yotah just with the mitzvah's kriya as long as you say out the parsha well, even though you do not know what you're saying. On this the Gemara, so maishno ad kan mitzvah's kavono u kriya. How come the first parsha has both? You have to have kavono to know what you're saying and the mitzvah's kriya say it out. The sikh was in the pasuk al ulavavechom, and also says v'dibartabom. So if you have to have v'dibartabom, you have to say the first parsha well, and also you have to have kavono. For the Gemara, hosam nami the second parsha also. Hoksiv in the second parsha al levavachem. It also says in volume Shema, it says amitzvayso asher anochi mitzav eskem ayim levasham rechem lovda bechol levavachem. It says the word bechol levavachem in the second parsha also, and it also says ledabebon. So through the second parsha, shosav have to have a mitzvah of kavona and a mitzvah of kriya. So Mora says no. In the second parsha volume Shemaya, who there when it says al levavachem, whom he boiled the liquor of Yitzchak? We need it for Yitzchak's halacha. The Yom of Yitzchak says like this: "V'samtem es devarai eila tzricha sheteisima kineged aleiv." When it says "V'samtem es devarai eila al levavchem," so it's teaching us now where do we have to put tefillin? The tefillin has to be al levavchem near your heart. The Rashi says, "Sima kineged aleiv." So v'samtem v'chsev in the second parsha lav v'kriya. The kavona. It's not talking about reading Shema with kavona. Ela b'simas tefillin shayad. Where do you have to put your tefillin shayad? she put it, al goyvashir on the top part of your hand, kinegra lay, that's opposite your heart, al kiburus as well, by the muscle of your arm, that we put the shayat. So if in the second parsha we don't dash now lobabchem, say need kavono, if only the first parsha needs kavono, and not the second parsha. Yeah, not that you don't need kavono, but it just needs likuva. Rabban the Chachilo should have kavono throughout the whole thing. Now the Gemara explains, oh mama, what we just say before, that Rabbi Yashi says, ad kan mitzvah kriya. The first parsha is a mitzvah to read it. Mikan veil of parsha means the second parsha, mitzvah kavono, you have to have kavono. But Avminu was the first parsha just as mitzvah kriya without kavono. So we're at the more why. Maishno mikan vielach. What do you say the second parsha? Mitzvah kavona. There you have to have kavona. You have to know what you're saying. Mishum nesukas the pasuk says al lebavchem. It has to be on your heart. Meaning your life has to understand what you're saying. Hochinam in the first parsha also a ksiva says al lebavecho. Should also mean you have to know what you're saying. So Moses Hotikom, this is what he meant to say. This is what Rabbi Yashi meant to say. Ad kan mitzvahs kriya the kavona. That though, first parsha, you have to have kavona to know what he's saying, and also you have to read it. Mikan v'yela, but the second parsha, kavona, it's enough just to know what you're saying. B'loi kri, even though you don't speak it out loud enough, even though you can't hear it in your ears. But as long as you think about it in your mind, with that alone also you could be yotzo. That's what he meant to say, that there's no mitzvahs kri in the second parsha. They need to say it just b'loi, it will be enough. For the more Maishna, how come Adkan mitzvah kriya the kavona? How come you tell me the first parsha needs both a mitzvah kriya with the kavona? The sikh, what the pasuk says, alav avecho, and also the dibar tavom. You need two things: the dibar and the kavona salev. For the gemara hosam nami, second parsha also. Chokziv it says alav avchem, and also the daber bom. So second parsha also have to have two both kavona salev to know what you're saying, and also to have a good dibar. So verse says no, who be dibar teruksiv. The second parsha is talking about limud haTorah, that you have to speak out when you learn Torah. And Vachikoma the Rachmona. This is what the Torah means to teach us. That Vachikoma Rachmona, Agmiru b'naychu Torah, you should teach your children Torah. Ki heichu de legir sabu, that they should be able to learn it, to be gurus in learning. So that's what it means with Dibar Tabom. Dibar Tabom there means in limud haTorah. Like it says, limarat temoisim es b'naychu madabe abom, you should teach your children Torah. That's Loshna Gemara, the Vachakom Rachmona, Agmiru Benaychu, teach your children Torah, ki echid legar sabu, they should be fluent in it. They should be able to learn eventually by themselves. Tan Rabban, what about this? Now, so far we have a lot of different sheetahs here. We didn't see what the Locher is though. The other Brisa says, Tan Rabbanan, when the Pasuk says, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Lokeinu Hashem Echod, so we dash in Ad Kan Tzricha Kavona Saleiv. Just during this first Pasuk, you have to have Kavona to know what you're saying. But from then on, you yost even without kavono. These are Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. And Amar Rava says, Halacha k'Rabbi Meir, we take a pasuk like Rabbi Meir. Since there's the bas of the churav, like Toi says, Halacha Rabbi Meir, v'halacha yichus v'pasuk like this. Tekayim lon k'Rava du basroyin. That the Ika mitzvah of Krishma is the first pasuk to have kavono. And from then on, you yost even without kavono as long as you say it with the mitzvah's kriya yotza. But again, there are two kavonas here. There's one kavona before you start saying Kriya Shema, before you start saying Shema, to have kavona you want to go do now the mitzvah of Ol Machos Shemayim. And then, b'shas, you're saying Shema, you have to have kavona, you have to know what the first pasuk means. Shema Yisroel, Kla Yisroel should hear that Hashem, Lokeinu Hashem is our, Hashem means has koiches, Hashem has special hashpo over us, and Hashem Echod, Hashem is the only one in the whole world that could do anything, that kol yochel, everything happens from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is Echod. Now the Gemara says, Tani Malam like this, Sumchis Saimah, Sumchis says, that kol hamarach bi Echod. When somebody says, Hashem Echod, Hashem Echod, if you extend the word Echod, is marichin lo yomu v'shnois, you have a long life because of this. And Omer Rav Acha by Yaakov, uba dalet, you have to extend the dalet, you have to say the dalet long. Rashi says the Badala means v'loy b'ches, not just the ches. T'chol kama d'yomer ech v'loy dalid loy mishtamim, it doesn't mean anything. So therefore you have to extend the dalid. And Amar Rashi, Rashi is like this, v'lovach lo yechto v'ches, he shouldn't say the ches too fast either. Lo yachto v'rashi b'shvil arich as a dalid. Lo yimar b'kriyos, he shouldn't go too fast through the ches, because you want to extend the dalid. And therefore how are you supposed to do it rather?
Rabbi Yirmiyo, Hevi Yosef Kaimed Rabbi Chiba Rabbi, was singing from Rabbi Chiba Rabba. Chaz Yisoa, Tevi Marach Tub, was saying very long, the Yechod. As he told him, Omalei, Kivron the Yamlichtoi, Lamalu Lamalu, like when he said the word Yechod, and you have in mind with the Dalit, that Yamamach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one Hashem, Lamalu, above in Shemayim, Lamati, Hiboritz, Liyah Baruch Hu, Shemayim, of all four sides of the world, Sulat Tzrichas, more than that, you don't have to. So, Rashi learns, Lamalu, She'arachta Shia, She'techosh, She'belibcho, Hashem, Echod, V'Hashem, Baruch Hu, without the Ruch HaSeho. So, Pasha means, you should have this Kavona, B'Shashi, said the Dalit. However, Lamaisa, to say the Dalit Tak is a little bit too long, to have all this Kavona during the Dalit, and some say for care, the Ches itself, the reason why the Ches is written in Sefer Torah with a point on top of it is, that B'Shashi say the Ches, then he's supposed to have a mind that Kosh Baruch was the Echod, Pashemayim Luvaretz. And then when you say the word Echod, the Dalit, then you have a mind, Dalit Ruchos. That's why some people think could turn their heads around on all four sides, B'Shashi they say Echod. And this is the way the Mechaba brings it down in Simin Samachala Sidkon Vov, that Tzorach Laharach Beches Shelech, when you say the word Echod, you have to extend a little bit the Ches, Kidei Sheyamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bashamayim Uvaretz, you have to have a mind that Hashem is Echod Bashamayim Uvaretz, Shelezeh Roimzeh Chatutras Shebiyemza Gag HaChes, that the way a Ches is written in the Sefer Torah, it has two dots, it's like a Zion, two Zions with a point sticking up to the top. And then the Yarech Badal, when you say the Dalid, Shalechot Shir, Shechashat Chashbachu Yochid Baloma Yomoshe Badal Ruch HaSalem. So this is the way you should say the word Echod. However, Lamaisam, the Rav Shachnor says that really if you just extend the word Dalid, Echod, that's not the right way. It doesn't sound like the word Echod anymore. And really we know to say the word Echod, so the Ches you could extend a little bit, Echod. But to say the Dalid is very hard to extend it. See, then it doesn't sound like an Echod anymore. So he learns the Pshati, here is Lav Davka B'Shati saying the Dalit. Means even you read it Echod, but after, and right after you finish the Dalit, you still have in mind the Kavon it means. That in the mind, you should have in mind, you should still have in mind that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Echod, the Chol Dalit Ruchis. So not that the really the Dalit, the Kriya Shabbat is extended more than the Chef, because it's very hard to read it that way. But rather just means the Kavon, even after you finish saying it, should have this Kavon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Echod V'chol Dalet Ruchai Soilam. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Nosin Bamar Ukva, Omer Rav Yudah, Al Vavecho, you have to say B'Amidah standing up. So Gemara says, Al Vavecho, you mean to say just these words of Al Vavecho, you have to say standing up. Like how come, or even up to Al Lubavecha? Why should you have to stand up? Rashi Bamida is Afil Lubesilo. The Armenian Oiskim of Lasting, you say Krishna any way you want, occur to mind when you're walking or not, still, Moidimesh, Sorach Lama, but Mokamech, you have to stay in one place, Ada Mikrazer, until you finish these first two psukim of Shema Vihaft until Al Lubavecha. The Fishat Kan Mitzis Kavon. That's the Pshat. But Rav Nosson means to say that you have to have Kavon until the words of Al Lubavecha. And therefore, while you're walking, you can't have kavana. So therefore, you shouldn't be walking, you should be standing still up until the words of Al Lubavecha. So Moshe says, Al Lubavecha Sakadaitach. So Ela Rather Eima, perhaps it was only these words. So Moshe says, no, Ela Eima Rather Ad Al Lubavecha B'Amida. Until these words of Al Lubavecha, the first two psukim, you have to say it B'Amida. Mikan V'Elech, afterwards, though, Loi, you don't have to dafka be standing, you could be walking if you want. Rabbi Yechon says no. Kol haPasha kulo v'amida. Yechon says the whole first pasha you should say standing still. And the Yosef Yechon, the Rabbi goes according to his own time. The Yomer Rabba Bar Bachon Rabbi Yechonon. Halacha Rabbacha Shem Mishra Rabbi Yuda. That he passes the whole first pasha. You have to have kavona. So the Chacham Luchur is totally how long do you have to have kavona? That's how long you should say it standing still and not walking. So Lamaista, we paskin, like before Rabbi said, that Ika Kavon is B'Shashi say Shema Yisrael Shem HaKashem Echod, and therefore when you say the first Pasuk, you should not be walking. Even if you want to say it when you walk into Shul sometimes, say Shabbos in the morning, when you want to be up to the first man Krishma, some more you said before davening, so you should try not to say the first Pasuk of Shema when you're walking. Because the first Pasuk, we paskin, has to have Kavon is Halev to know what you're saying, therefore you should not say it when you're walking. Tana Rabbanon like this, that Shema Yisrael Shema Kan Shema Chod, Zul Krishma Shabbat Yud Nasi, Zul Krishma Rehud Yud Nasi.
All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape. Here we're holding that for Yud Gimel on the days, five lines down from the big line start for two dots. Again, Omer Rav Nosson Bar Mar Ukva, Omer Rav Yudha Allah Bavecha Bamida. So again, Allah Bavecha Sagadaitach, Elohim Ad Allah Bavecha Bamida.
You say the words Allah Bavecha, you have to be standing. Elohim Ad Allah Bavecha Bamida. There's the first two psukim of Krishna, Vehafta, the first two psukim, you have to be standing when you say. So Mikan Ziela Satakumar Loi. From there on, you don't have to. Now, this standing means, like Rashi says, it means even though it still holds, you could say Krishna when you're walking in the street. But still, when you say the first Pesach of Shema, the first Tzukim, you have to be standing. And then you have to have Kavana, to have Pir Shamimi. So while you're walking, you can't have enough Kavana for that. So when you say the word Shema, the first Pesach of Shema, the first Tzukim, until Allah Bavecha, it has to be standing and not moving. Said Rashi. Bamida. The Amri we had before, Oiskim Bimlachan Vakurin, even if you're doing work, you could say Krishma, O Mahalchin Vakurin, you could be walking and saying Krishma, of a Moidim Haim, Shetzorach Lamoy Bimokim Echod, Ad Hamikro Hazir. When you say Shema and the after the first two psukim, you have to be standing. Lefish Adka Mitzvah Kavona. And that's it. She said that even the first two psukim also have to have Kavona. Therefore, the halacha that we've passed before, that all you have to have kavon of kriya, of pirushamilis, is only the first pasuk of Shema Yisrael. The halacha is only the first pasuk. If you want to say kriya Shema while you walk into shul, you're allowed to say it. Just when you say Shema, you're supposed to stand still. We have Yechid and Nomar, call our pasha kula bamida. It feels the whole first pasha has to be bamida, and that's what Gemara says. The yozer Rabbi Yechid latam, Rabbi Yechid goes according to Shita, like we had before. The Yom Rabba Baba Chon Am Rabbi Yechinin Halacha Kerabacho Shama Mishum Rabbi Yehuda. So what? That how much needs Kavon? How much of Krishma do you have to have the Pirush Hamilut? The whole first Tasha. So since the whole V'yahafta has to have Pirush Hamilut, so Mele, when you say it, when you walk, you have to stand when you say the first Tasha. So the cloud is, as much as Kavon you have to have a Pirush Hamilut, that's what you have to be standing by. And we owe the Halacha V have Pirush Hamilut, the first Pasuk Shema is enough. So you have to stand for Shema. After that, you can continue walking. Tana Rabbon. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad Zu Kriyas Shema Shel Yehuda Hanasi. That's the Yehuda Hanasi Shita, and the Mefarshim learned that means Midiraisa, you are Yaitse Mitzvah Kriyas with the first Pasuk alone. Omale Rab the Rabbi Chia. Lo Yechazinen Lei the Rebbe the Mekabel Lei Malkus Shemayim. As Yadakashi, he didn't see his Rebbe, he didn't see Rebbe being saying Kriyas that morning. So Rashi learns the pshat was leichazinus Rashi mekabli om malchus shemayim shoyushoyno talmidim. We used to give a shir every morning. Mikoydim zman kriyishma from before zman kriyishma. We used to start it early in the morning. Ugeshagia zman lariyist of mafsik. And he used to give a long shir. This has been a 4-hour shir. So we started before zman kriyishma. He went through the whole zman kriyishma, and he didn't see his rebbe stop to say kriyishma. He had a kasha, how come you weren't making the mitzvah after Krishma? Omalei, so he answered back, Bar Pachti, and the side of means Pirish Ben Gedil, it's like a nice lush, and you're a chosh of a son. But the parents is like this, Bishor Shemavri Yodav Aponim, when you saw Rebbe was given shear, in the middle of the shear he put his hands over his eyes, you should know then, Mekabal Olav Omach Shemayim. At that 1 second, like Rebbe Lishitosei, all you have to say is the Shema Yisrael Hashem Akel Hashem Echad. So he said that while he had his hands over his eyes. He was Makabal Omacha Shemayim then. So the Gemara Chayz of the Goymer, Yena Chayz of the Goymer, as after he gave the Shir later on, did he say the rest of Kriyishma or not? Is Ba'kapora Oymer, Enoi Chayz of the Goymer. No, he didn't have to say it over again. As he was Makayim the Mitzvah's essay of the Zmana, and he was learning Torah, he was put the Minah Mitzvah of saying the rest of Kriyishma, and later he didn't say it over again. We have Yishimim, Rebbe Yoimer, Chayz of the Goyim. He don't know, you have the Chiyah to say it over again later. In other words, he was Yaitz of the Mitzvah, the Raisa, the Zman Krishma. After he finished here, Mestam, that was in the 4th hour of the Zman of Tfilam, he said Krishma over again with the Brochus, the Yaitz of the Brochus later. Trashi Chayz of the Goyim, Liyache Sha'amdu Atamidim, after Shir. Oh, Malay Baka Paul, Rebbe Yishimim, Rebbe, Vishleim, Lidi, according to me. that Rebbe didn't have to say the Brichas Krishma and the rest of Krishma later on. Father Zoy, all he said was just Ms. Mekabel, O Masa Shemaim Shema. So Hainu the Mahada Rebbe Yashmaita taught Yisrael Yisrael Mitzrayim. It's every day in Shir he used to talk about the Sugya that had to do with Yisrael Mitzrayim. Is it Pshat? Because there's a mitzvah every day to be Masa Yisrael Mitzrayim. So he wanted to do it in the morning. So mainly he was Yaitza Zechir Yisrael Mitzrayim by talking about Yisrael Mitzrayim. Elo Bidof, but according to you, the Yarm with Chayz of the Goimro, after Rebbe finished here, he repeated again Krishma with the Brachas, so he was Yaitza the mitzvah of Zechir Yisrael Mitzrayim later. How come every day he had to talk about the Tzias Mitzrayim? It's for the mitzvah, the Chiyot, the Tzias Mitzrayim, he's Yaitza when he has it over later. So that's not Shver. So the Kedei Lahaski, the Tzias Mitzrayim is Mana. The Torah says that there's a mitzvah, Minam Mubchar, to say the Tzias Mitzrayim is Mana, the Drashi, is Man Krishma. It's even though the Shagafai said that the man, the first says, Kol Yimech Yech Vidashim. Is it mitzvah to be a Zachi, the Tzias Mitzrayim, Kol, means the Yomim and the Layla. The day, any part of the day, you can mekayim the mitzvah. The really can mekayim in the afternoon also. Just as the mitzvah, minam mubcha to mekayim at the same zman of Krishna. So now he was mastered here, that he wanted a badafka mekayim that mitzvah during the first 3 hours of the day. So since he was saying shir the first 3 hours, he used to talk about the shir satraim. Even though after shir, he would take a chazam over later. And that's like to mekayim the mitzvah of the rabbonim. There's the rabbonim that you hear to say Krishna to say the brachas. That is mekayim later, in the 4th hour he's mekayim then. But to Mekayim the Mitzvah Sestri of Kriya Shema, that he said right away. And who are then he wants to Mekayim the Mitzvah, you see us Mitzrayim.
And the Brachas says
that's Midrash Bonus that he did later. He was Chayzer, he said it over later, during the 4th hour of the day. Like we hold, the Brichas Kriya Shema, the Kibyeitza, calls
man
of Zaman Tvila.
And the man Lomit says that
it was Yes, so he himself wasn't. So why wasn't he? So the Mepharshim bring down the Ben Yainam, there's only going upon the Yehuda, and Nosi, he was Terosim and Nosi. A person who's Terosim and Nosi doesn't have a Chiyah to Davin. So all he has to keep to do is in the kind of Mitzvah's essay of Kriya Shema. So that is the answer of the first prophet, that's all. More than that, he has no Chiyah to do. But Avada for us, that's not for us, from us, so we have no Heter to learn instead of davening. When it comes to Kriya Shema, you're supposed to daven. Omer Reb Elov, Rei the Rav, Shmuel Bar Masa, Mishmei the Rav. Omer, Shema Yisrael Hashem Akeinu Hashem Echot. You said that prophet, so you're the kind of Mitzvah deraita. V'nena Sashina. And then, so it doesn't really mean you fell asleep. It means you got a little tired, and you were about to doze off a little bit. And you said it, right, says, when that's a good kavani, you said it when you're very tired, still yotze. Like we have talked before, what and how much do you have to have kavani? The first person. After that, Abi, you said it to yotze. Omele Rav Nachman Adori, Abi told his Evid, the psuke kamo, the first person, if you see me falling asleep a little bit, dozing off, tsarun. Wake me up, make sure I'm up for the first person. Today, look at tsarun. After the first pasuk, I had my kavanah, the next 3 pashas is only a mitzvah's kriya. So even if I'm dozing off a little bit, it's not for the fellow. Omalei Rav Yisler, Omalei Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef, Rei, the Rabba. Ovuch, Heichi, Hevi Yovit, how did your father do when he said Krishma? Omalei, the Tzuke Kama, Hevi Komet Sarah Navshei. The first pasuk is very mapped to be alert and to have kavanah the first pasuk. Today, we have him Mitzvah Nafshei. After the first pasuk, he wasn't Mitzvah himself, as he tried his best. But if he dozed off, it wasn't the biggest kavanah, he was still Yaitz. So interesting. So the mice before when it says Rebbe, when in the Kabbalah of Machash Shemaim, he used to put his hand over his eyes. That's the meaning that some people do. What we do is when we say Shema, we put our hands over their eyes. So there's 2 reasons for it. The Ben Yonah brings down. One reason is that some people hold an inyan with your eyes. We said before, you're supposed to mekabel that Hashem is echod, b'shemayim mevorech, and b'chol dalet ruchay. But some people move their eyes around b'chol dalet ruchay, to make your eyes go all around. So you close it, that people shouldn't see the way you're moving around your eyes. That's one pshat. And the other pshat is just to have kavanah, that you shouldn't be looking at anybody else. So if the reason is just to have kavanah, it could be enough to close your eyes, have you not looking. Throughout the second time, that some people move their eyes and go around on dalet ruchay, you'll be in and after to close your hand. So close. We also spoke that yesterday to Santa. I saw last night from the Rav Shulchan Aruch that we have before. When you say Echod, when you say the Dalet, Rashi says it's supposed to have Kavanah, that Hashem is Echod b'Shemayim Mevorech and b'Chol Dalet Ruchay. So here's the kasha: how could you have such strong Kavanah by saying the Dalet alone? The Dalet is very hard to be Marech. And we spoke that Ben Yonah says when you say the Ches Echod, the Ches you have Kavanah that Hashem is b'Shemayim Mevorech. That's like 1/3. And when you say the Dalet, you have Kavanah, he's Dalet Ruchas, that's by two-thirds. So according to both Shatim, you say the Dalit is supposed to have Kavonim. So it's Shvesh, we can't do that. Echad, Dalit is very short. And also, whenever you have a letter at the end, without an Akudah, it's supposed to be like a dog, it's like fair. So you can't be married too much in the Dalit. This says called the Rav Shukhnova just means you need Kavonim. Because before you start saying Bor Shein, you should have Kavonim. If the Echad, the Dalit is supposed to stay normal, not too long, you stretch it out, it's no good. It just means, Marach means with your Kavona, like we said yesterday. When you say the Echad, but in the Kav, if with your still could be Mechavin, that Hashem is the Echad, the whole Dawud Ruchas.
I wanted to have two different
pronunciations,
but a Dawud
with a Dagish,
without a
Dagish,
without a
Dagish,
it's like a Dawud,
which is
like a
TH. Right, maybe they could do it, but we don't know how to do it. Right. Omar Rabbi Yosef, somebody lying down on his back. He shouldn't read Krishma that way. For the Gemara, Mikru the Likri Mashma just Krishma you shouldn't do. Abhamigni Shafidami, but you allowed to sleep that way. Well, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Layat the man the Goni Afakis. He gave a cloak like it's not a nice thing to sleep on your back. So Amri the Torah says, Migni, when you go to sleep, Kimatli Shafidami. If you turn a little bit on your side, it's okay to sleep that way. Of a mikro to say Krishma Lamita like Afagav the master, even though you're a little bit on the side, Nami Yosa. Still it's not nice, because that's a derech geizer to say Krishma that way. For the Gemara of Rabbi Yechinen Matzli the Kori, Rabbi Yechinen used to be on the side and say Krishma. And the Gemara Shani Rabbi Yechinen the Baal Boser Hezi. Rabbi Yechinen is very, very fast. So maybe he couldn't get all together on the side if something was on the way. So when he went a little bit over, that was enough. That wasn't called derech geizer for Rabbi Yechinen. See Rashi? Prastan the Trashi, Sheikhav al Gabov, you're lying on your back, Upon of Lamali, your face is facing upwards. Lyat Aman the Goni Aprakrit, he gave a call if you go to sleep that way. Val Shema Yiskash Shevor of the Turkshinose, maybe while you're sleeping you'll become hard. The Nirul Aradim, and people passing by will see you, Udera Kanai, the Digger to Kanai, it's not nice, that's Rashi's Pshar. So Mepharshim Yiskash, it places a need after Kash, it's going to Rashi, if somebody's sleeping alone in the room. Or else it's a dark room, there shouldn't be anything wrong with it. So nobody can see you then. But somebody's learned that sleeping on your back is kosher lehiru. If you sleep that way, you'll have hiru and royim made in the coming day or third era. So you shouldn't sleep on the back. So tomorrow, migmitrashi lishon, the Torah says, kimatli shapidam. When you go to sleep, if you lean a little bit on the side, it's enough. Kishumit moita alpide mat. You don't have to be all the way on your side. Just a little bit on the side is enough. Shapidami. Av mikri kriyishma, av filu mitzli nami yosef, shemekabel olav malchus shemayim derech shrora v'gaiva. But to say kriyishma, when you're lying on your back, even though you're turning a little bit to the side, still that's not enough. But they speak out, let's say you turn all together on your side, that's all right. Somebody wants to say kriyishma while he's lying down in bed on his side, that's mutter. Avdi, you're not just a little bit on the side. If you're all the way over, that's all right. That's not called derech gaiva. Tomorrow, if you're ishmi with the Baal Basra, so for him it wasn't called derech gaiva. By the Bifrokim Shoyl, so the Mishnah said Kalor, what that is a chilu between Zain HaProkim and the Emsaper. Now the first Shita was Reb Meir Shita. Reb Meir said, I'll look at the Mishnah again. Says again the Mishnah, the second line. Bifrokim Shoyl Mufnei HaKovid, his Zain HaProkim is between the Brochis. You could give somebody Shalom on Odom Mechubit, or Meshim. Now Poshid Meshim means you can give back Shalom also to an Odom Mechubit. Or the Yemsan, the middle of Kriyashma, Shoyl Mufnei HaYiru, if you give Shalom to somebody that you have to have Yiru for your Rebbe or for your father, or Meshiv, and who are then you can give back Shalom to these same people. Divir Reb Meir, that's Reb Meir Yeshita. Reb Yehuda Weimer, no, the Yemsan in the middle of Kriyashma, Shoyl Mufnei HaYiru, the same sheet, if you give Shalom to somebody who's supposed to have Yiru for him, or his cooler is the Meshiv of Ne'akovit. You can answer back to anybody you're supposed to give cover to, even though it's not your Rebbe or your father. Or the Frokim HaShenkim between the Brochis, then Shalom of Neakovich, if you give Shalom to anybody that's Mechubid, or Meshav Shalom Mecholodim, anybody that came and gave you Shalom Aleichem, you're allowed to answer him back, Aviyah Bein HaProchim. So the Machlokes of Yehuda and Reb Meir. Now the Gemara will say, what is the Machlokes? Gemara be HaProchim Shoyim. So the Meshav Machmas Mai, his Reb Meir just said a Lashon Umeshav, you can answer back. So the what Daraga, how is that person talking? What kind of person is it? Elaim of Neakovich is by the Emsa. No, but then I called him Ben Aprokim. Ben Aprokim, he said, you could give Shalom to another Mechubit, and who didn't he answer back? Since it just means to another Mechubit also, but the Gemara asked Shita, Hashta Meshe Shol. Madach, you're allowed to Metchila go and give him Shalom Aleichem. Hadumi Goy. If somebody comes to you when you're Bein Aprokim, Shitu could answer him that. Ella, what does Ramea mean? Shol Mefnei HaKovit. Has Bein Aprokim between the brachas, you can give Shol to another Mefnechovit. Or Meshe Shalom Echolodim. And you can answer back Shalom to whoever it was that gave to you. What does the paper say? Well, the end in the middle of Kriya Shema. By the way, when we say Bensa, it means in the middle, but providing not the first pasuk. It's brought down when you're saying Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem, the first two things, that you shouldn't be masik for anything. Unless Kuach Nefesh, you're afraid the guys will come and kill you. But even if your Rebbe's there, your father's there, when you're saying Shema and Baruch Shem, you shouldn't be masik. But after that, even though you're the Emsa, you're allowed to give Shalom to another that's supposed to have a year for.
Differentiation between
the Emsa plus the Rebbe? No, same thing. Well, the Emsa, you're allowed to give Shalom to a person that you're supposed to have a year for your Rebbe or for your father. Well, Meshav, and you can answer back also. But tomorrow, Meshav mach mifnei. What does your Meshav mean you can give back? Elay ma mifnei ha-yiru, the same person that you could give to, if he comes to you, you're allowed to answer him back. For the mother of Shita, Hashto Masha Shel, Madis, you could give him Shalom Aleichem, Adur Mi Boy, it is the biggest Svara, that if he came to you and gave you Shalom, it's only right to give him back. Elam of Neyakovit. Elamite means you can answer back with Neyakovit. For the Gemara of the Zoy, Hangul Rebbe Yehuda. If that's Shadar and Meyah, that's Mamish of Yehuda Shita, there's no Machlekes then. The Tanan, what's of Yehuda Shita? Of Yehuda, I know, and we hold like of Yehuda, that the Emsa in between Krishna, in between Apostolic, even Shoyal Mephne Hayira. You could give Shalom Aleichem to a person you're supposed to have a year for. Oh, Meshav, you could answer back to Yaakovit. Any Mechubadika person that gave you Shalom, you're allowed to answer him back, even though you're in the middle of saying Krishna, in the middle of the Brachas. Oh, the Brachim, between the Brachas, Shalom of Yaakovit, you could give Shalom to another Mechubid. Oh, Meshav, Shalom of Chalotim. You can give back to anybody. So, Rabbi Mara, like we're learning now, that's where Meir Shita, that's a Yudah, that's the same Shita, what's the Machlekes? And the Gemara tells us like this, Chasurei Mechzura, something is missing in the Mishnah. Rochi Ketoni, this is Rav Meir Shita. Rav Meir holds the frokin between the brachis, Shoyl B'Fnei HaKovit, you could take and give Shalom Aleichem to anybody, it's Mechubadika person, but what can you answer back to? His Lashon is, V'ein Sarach Lemishu Meshav, Enach Nami. Like a Shita, you could answer back to such a person, but only to such a person, that's a Mechubadika person. But Mechol Adam, you're not allowed to answer back. If a person comes over to him and gives you Shalom Aleichem, you're not allowed to answer him back, even Bein Afrokin. That's for a Meir Shita. But Shaykh and Yehuda is Mechulak on that. By to the Emsa, what does a Meir hold while you're saying Krishma? Shoyl Lefnei HaYira. You can give Shalom to your Rebbe or your father. And the Gira says, the Yain Sarach Lemeshu Meshav, and Shita, you can answer back to your father and to your Rebbe, but to nobody else. Divir and Meir, that's for Meir Shita. But Allah, we're like if Yehuda right now, the emsar in the middle of saying Krishna, Shel Mefnei HaYira. You're allowed to give Shalom to anybody who's supposed to have Yira for. Oh, Meshav, who can he give back Shalom, Aleichem Shalom to him? Mefnei HaKovit. Darga Lech. Even if the person that gave you Shalom was only another Mechubah, not